Old cat, he's a little mole animal and a skunk.
They get
this red big old thing, weigh 4 or 5 pounds.
I didn't know that.
I've seen some of the black and white and brown, all of them, and some of them Mrs. Black is sitting there, some striped.
And well, them little ones are polecats and them old bees are skunks.
Alright. Do you have
any around
here?
Civet cat.
Let them around. Them
little old polecats
called a civet. You're joking.
Civet cat.
That's a polecat?
Mm-hmm. Civet cat.
Well, she wouldn't know what I call them. I call them polecats.
Oh, okay.
Stankin' cat, the name of it.
What do you call a little animal, maybe this big to about that big? Some of them live on the water and some live on land and they hop.
Frog.
Okay. Which kinds live in the water? Are there special names for those?
Bullfrogs.
And what about on land?
Toad frog.
Are they very different?
Yeah,
toad frog, they stay all around the house. He don't have to stay in the water, but a bullfrog, he stays in the water.
And toad frog don't get big, and no bullfrog get up big. Mm. Have you ever eaten a bullfrog leg? Frog legs?
Frog legs?
They have
at the cafe.
I've heard of them, but I've never tried any.
They're good.
They got a toad in Texas called a horned toad. Got a horn up on the end of the nose. Uh-huh. And they built a church. And they built the cornerstone. I mean the corner pillar. And this man put one of them old horned toads in there. And they towed the church down 84 years after then. He is in there still alive.
That's how you feel.
They can live a long time without water.
Yeah, they is. We got them out there. You can go out there in the whole ground cover with them. Little bitter ones. Little toad frogs.
What about a different kind of a frog that lives, it makes a chirping noise? Some people say you can tell it if it's going to rain.
That must be a little rain frog. Little green frog.
Whatever kind of tree he get on, whatever color of that tree, he turn the same color of that tree and you can hear him hollering, but you can't see him. He's the same color of the tree.
Oh, really? Pretty good trick.
A little bitty old frog, him by that big. We call it rain frog. You hear them things hollering, you look out for the rain.
Oh, okay. Do you ever call them tree frogs?
Call them what?
Tree frogs or tree toads or spring peepers?
I know they call them little rain frogs.
Oh, okay. What about ordinary worms that are used for bait and fishing?
Earthworms.
Okay. Do you have a name for very large worms?
Night crawlers.
Okay.
I got all kinds of them out there.
Do you?
I had to dig them, just go out there and turn a plank over and pick up a handful.
Oh, that's some red wigglers.
That's red wigglers, eh? Oh, it's ruined. What used to be around, around lots and things. Take a pitchfork and come today, they pick up a whole can of
it. How big do they get?
They get about that long. Most of them old night crawlers, they get 18 inches long.
Are they
the best? I got some of them out there.
I would put my hand on them.
They look like nice
snakes.
Is that the best kind of bait? The night crawlers?
They tender, they'll break, but them little old red wigglers I got out there, they grow about that long. They tough,
they're more
lifeway
ones than what we fish with. We call fish.
It grows stay around well. Oh, wood did.
Red wigglers. People don't got red wigglers, and that's all they have now. Those red wigglers. You hardly ever feel them.
I pulled a bucket full out there, about a gallon of my wood pie. Shitty all over this place. Some old night crawlers.